You're listening to Boss Ladies and Babies.
Business Blab with Megan. It's time to take off our mom hats and let our entrepreneurial side show. So grab a notebook and give yourself a bossy timeout.
Welcome back to Business Blab with me, Megan. It's spooky season, and I've got a little ghost story for you today. Some of you might remember way back in October 2021, we were all going about our mornings, enjoying the cup of coffee, doing the routines, and then hop onto IG as we do to scroll for inspiration, and it wasn't loading. You thought it was just your phone being annoying. So you go onto your other platforms, check back a while later, and still nothing. Hours go by, still nothing. You start to panic. Maybe even you started sweating a little bit, because if you're like me, you had a whole launch planned for that day and it was mostly going down through Instagram. Next thing you know, everyone in the digital world is talking about how their IG was down too. Panic posts on Facebook asking, is it just me? Is anyone else experiencing this? Hours go by and collectively the digital marketing and online business world starts to freak out because IG has never been down this long. And if IG is down, how are we even operating our businesses? Ladies, this is a true story. If you don't remember, this was only a couple years ago. You scared yet? As the day goes by, people start hopping onto the email marketing trend like it was the last roll of toilet paper at Costco in March of 2020. I mean, everyone was going in on it. And I truly believe that this is the jump scare that we all needed to remind us that email marketing wasn't dead. Email marketing was rising back up from the grave like a zombie to remind us that Instagram isn't everything and that we have got to grow our businesses in other ways besides just social media. By the next day, IG was back up and running and all was right in the world. But this was a major wake-up call for literally everyone. But some of you may have already forgotten. Let me ask you. 2 years later, and do you have your email list yet? Are you utilizing it? Or are you still relying on Instagram to support your dreams? This is when I could pinpoint my change in marketing. A couple years ago, 2021, October, it all changed. It was enough to scare me into what I'd been putting off. And now I love email more than anything. And luckily for me, because something similar happened to me again earlier this year, except this time it was just my Instagram. And this time it didn't come back the next day. You may have heard the story, but I feel like it's worth repeating because my Instagram was the victim of that glitch that was happening earlier this year. It was deactivated out of the blue. And tried as I might, I never got it back. To this day, I have not got it back. I lost all of my followers, my content, the blood, sweat, and tears that I had put into growing my space on the internet. And it hurt. It really, I felt like I had to grieve this loss because I had dedicated so much into growing my Instagram and having this presence for my business. But I didn't lose everything because October of 2021 taught me enough, and I had an active and engaged email list as well as my Instagram. I definitely learned a couple other things the second time around. One is to back up my content, because it was a bummer to lose all of those reels and posts and beautiful captions. I love pouring into my captions, and I lost it all. So now I back up everything. I write a draft first before I share it. I back up all my reels after I share them. Like, I have everything backed up just in case. I also learned to be even more strategic with my email marketing and really leaning in and putting my energy there first before social media. And I also learned to never trust social media, specifically Instagram, with the fate of my business. And I want to teach you just how I did that. The next few weeks, I'm going to break down some of my favorite tips and tricks to grow your email list. And these are the good kinds of tricks. They're more like treats. And for today, I'll leave you with one more thing to lighten the mood after these spooky stories. The very first step to get started right now, today, is this. If you don't already, find a platform that works for you to run your email marketing. I love Flowdesk. I am obsessed with Flowdesk. It is so user-friendly. I'm not a tech girl, and it has made it so easy to just do the thing I love, which is writing and marketing, and put it into the platform and send it out. The analytics are great. It's the most user-friendly platform I've ever experienced. Plus, it's beautiful and aesthetically pleasing. Amazing templates. It has everything you need. I have a 50% off code that I'll share in the show notes. I'm definitely very partial to Flowdesk, but there are a lot out there. But your platform is what's going to help you make email marketing a breeze. You want it to be easy so that you continue to do it, especially if it's new to you. You want it to be easy so you can stick with it. So choose wisely on your platform. Now, if you've already got a platform and a list, whether it's two people or 200,000 people, it doesn't matter. My challenge for you is to connect with that list. Today, feel free to introduce yourself or reintroduce yourself to that list and ask them what it is that they want to hear from you. They're on your list for a reason. If they want to stick around on your list, that's a huge compliment because they're getting hundreds of emails every day. So help keep them on your list by providing the value that they want and that they need. All you have to do is ask. Starts conversation, and it helps you give them what they're actually looking for. All right, that's all for today. I will see you next week with some more tips on how to get started with your email list. And until next time, stay spooky.
Thank you for listening to Boss Ladies and Babies. If you like this episode, be sure to rate, review, and leave us some feedback. Make sure you follow us on social at Boss Ladies and Babies, join the conversation in our private Facebook group, and check out everything we have to offer like community, coaching, merch, and more at bossladiesandbabies.com. And until next time, stay bossy.